Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The spaying and neutering of stray or community cats is the focus of a campaign by Cincinnati-based The 10 Movement. The goal of the program is to spay and neuter and vaccinate to keep these stray cats from growing their population, filling up shelters, and ultimately possibly leading to their deaths. Scooter the Neutered Cat, who became a viral sensation back in 2014 with his catchy theme song, is back with a message. Join him on this expedition to help cats in our community. So joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the program are the 10 Movement Chairwoman, Deborah Cribb. She's on the phone with us. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we also have with us on the phone Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden Director, Thane Maynard. Thane, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Michael. It's always good to talk with you on the radio. And Deborah, hi there.
Hi, Thane. Good to talk to you.
Okay, so Deborah, talk a little bit about this, the importance of this. I think you use the term community cats. A lot of us may just use the term stray cats. And we see these little critters running around our neighborhoods and maybe not think a whole lot about them, but what should we be thinking?
Good question. Thank you. Take a step back and understand that a few years ago in the United States, there were literally millions of cats and dogs being killed due to, let's say, overpopulation. In fact, as many animals were purchased as had been killed. That's a whole other discussion. Where we are right now in Cincinnati, we're thrilled to be able to call ourselves a no-kill city. So owned cats are not coming into shelters. Nobody's killing cats for space now in shelters. So now we're looking outside and saying there are all these why do we call them community cats instead of strays or ferals? Well, some community cats are feral, meaning that they're wild and they live in colonies, but they're thriving for some reason. Maybe some well-intentioned soul is feeding them. Maybe they are the typical community cat that's living amongst your neighbors. Three or four households are feeding them. Our message, Scooter's message, is to make sure that that cat you're coming in contact with, for whatever reason, make sure the cat's spay or neutered. And a really easy way to tell, if you ever notice that a cat has a little tip off of their ear, when we call them ear-tipped, that means that cat has been spayed or neutered somewhere. So you don't have to worry about that cat procreating. But all of the others you may need to worry about. And so that's our message.
Well, you're asking the community, basically, to report these community cats. I mean, you've got a phone number, 833-GIVE-10. And what happens when, like, if I saw one running around my neighborhood and I called that number, what do you want to know from me?
Another good question. If you call our hotline, qualified people will answer and take the information from you. It's really important that we continue building a database in Cincinnati. Just where are these cats? What neighborhoods are they living in? And again, if they're thriving, meaning that their weight looks good, their coats look good, we don't want to take them out of the neighborhood. We just want to spay or neuter them and put them back where they were. But if you call, we'll find out where the cat is, and we'll talk to you about the options to take care of it. It might be that all you can do as a person is report it, and we very well could take it from there, trap the cat, transport the cat, fix the cat, put the cat back where it was. Or maybe you want to be involved. Maybe you, Michael, are feeding a community of cats, and you call us and say, hey, I've got 10 cats that I'm feeding. I can't really afford to get them spay-neutered, but I know it's important. We'll help you coordinate that. And if you are living within my voice right now in this greater Cincinnati area, you can have very inexpensive or free spay-neuter because of the Give Them 10 organization. And we're really proud of that.
Deborah, if I ever call you and tell you I'm taking care of 10 cats, please connect me with my parents so they can come get me, because that is bad news. Thane Maynard
is the... You don't want to be a crazy cat lady?
I mean, goals, I guess, but maybe later. Fane Maynard is the director of the Cincinnati Zoo also. And I know that this is important to you also because you care about animals. And so tell us a little bit from your perspective why it's important not just to care about those animals who are in the zoo, but who might be living in our neighborhoods.
Well, absolutely, because certainly the reason the zoo thrives is that people do love animals, and they certainly love cats and dogs and other pets, but particularly cats. I think there's something like 100 million house cats that are pets in the United States. And we have cats at our zoo. You know, we use them in our interpretive program, our cat show, if it was, because we try to point out that though the zoo and nature are full of exotic cats like cheetahs, they do not make good pets, and the one that does make a good pet is a house cat. And the really neat thing is that Deborah's group, Give Them 10, has sponsored the zoo and partnered with the zoo for nearly a decade, both in that important message when we reach out to schools, we reach almost 2 million people a year at the zoo, but also supporting wildlife research that we do to try to learn more about cat breeding as well as how to keep cats from breeding too much. So I certainly want to thank her for her support. But just as much, I just want to thank you for the way you just told that story is exactly what's needed, because it isn't saying, oh, gosh, somewhere there's a mix-up and we ought to worry about that mix-up. It says, hey, we've been getting after it for a decade. And by the way, where you live, you can be proud you live in a no-kill town, because the numbers of house cats, community cats, stray cats, however you call them, nationwide is huge. And it's disheartening as could be to have to take an animal to a shelter knowing they're so overcrowded that they're going to end up being put down. Nobody likes that idea, not just little kids. Nobody does. So Deborah's group has solved problems. And we live in a world where whatever the topic is, if you can figure out how to solve a problem, let's get doing it. And I just think it's terrific all the way around, certainly on the animal care and animal health side. Getting these animals in, spay and neutering them, helps that population stay stable so that you don't later overcrowd the shelters. And therefore, it keeps the animals much healthier.
And Thane, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm hoping maybe you could give us maybe an urban science lesson. And, I live in the urban environment here in the Cincinnati area. And so we have our own kind of wildlife in the cities, like pigeons and rats and certainly community cats. And I'm wondering what type of impact community cats have on that ecosystem. You know, I watched a rat and a pigeon fight to the death just a couple of weeks ago. But like, I mean, what type of impact do these community cats have on that type of ecosystem?
Sure. Well, there's no doubt that house cats are very effective predators. We've had cats my whole adult life, my family and I, and we keep them as indoor cats. And they have a great life. And, we have an awful lot of fun with them. We just lost a 20-year-old rescue cat. We've always gone for rescue cats, and they've made just terrific pets. But there's a limited quantity of the either families that you can reach that would take those cats, and then how do you coordinate all that? So controlling the population so it can stay stable, as Deborah said, with community cats, helps hold everything at a balance that is sustainable for wildlife as well. Versus if every female cat that's out there was not spayed or neutered, in her lifetime she could have hundreds of babies, and then that puts way too much pressure, right? Whether that pressure is on chipmunks or it's on songbirds, the whole thing gets out of balance. So a program like this, partnering with the shelters, and another thing, Deborah didn't brag about it, but her group has supported shelters like crazy in our area over the last 10 years, and that's helped keep this whole system one that really works and is a national model of being a no-kill city. It's a thing to be proud of.
And we're talking to Thane Maynard, director of the Cincinnati Zoo, and we're also joined by Deborah Cribbs, chairwoman of the Joni Bernard Foundation, which has funded the 10 Movement, a nonprofit advocacy group that works to create no-kill nation for cats, particularly those who live outside. And Deborah, you had a monster of a viral video just a few years back with your spokesperson, Scooter the Neutered Cat. I mean, we're talking millions of views on the YouTube channel with this very charming critter who was talking about the importance of having cats spayed or neutered. You're back again with a new campaign called Mild Kingdom, and that works to educate residents about community cats and working on the humane treatment of animals as well. Talk about the development of these ambitious programs.
Well, it'll be my pleasure. we started, as you said, almost a decade ago. It's hard to believe that, isn't it, Thane? Started about a decade ago just on a quest to educate the public about spay-neuter and how important it is. As I said, interestingly, when we got started, about the same number of cats nationally killed in shelters for overcrowding were purchased. That's alarming. So we thought if we can start talking to the public about spay-neuter and adoption, that we would at least try to solve the problem in our little world here in Cincinnati and then expand out. And we hired a wonderful ad agency, and they are still with us today. And they invented our mascot. I like to call myself, Michael, Scooter's mother. He's Scooter the neutered cat. Hip spectacles, no testicles. Yes, I did say that on radio.
I wanted to play the clip, but I was scared to even ask if we were allowed. I know, it's so...
We have played it on WVXU before. Okay. The ad has run.
I apologize. It would have made the segment much better and have some audio components, and I apologize
Shall
to our
I
audience.
Sing it for you?
Yeah, I mean, but now who's the crazy cat lady?
I am the crazy cat lady. But we invented this mascot, and he speaks for us in an edgy and interesting way. We're really just trying to engage the public. We have digital platforms. We've got billboards. We have TV ads. We have radio ads. And our new campaign is called Mild Kingdom, which we love.
And that's a play on Wild Kingdom, and it's sort of a mockumentary of those nature programs that we are used to seeing. This started earlier this month. How is the program going? Are you getting lots of calls?
As a matter of fact, yes. Of all of the ad programs that we've run in the last several years, this seems to be the one that is hitting the right button for the time. We're trying to engage the public in this idea that if a cat crosses your path, take a look at the cat. Make sure the cat's okay. Fix the cat. And these ads have only been running for a couple of weeks, and our call volume has spiked enormously. Our digital platforms are blowing up. It's really, really great to see this engagement from the public. Although maybe it's fun to engage right now. Maybe it's a fun topic rather than all of the horrible topics
going
on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let me ask you a quick question that I've had, and we sort of touched on this moments ago, but when we do see community cats out, is it appropriate to feed them?
Well, that's a really tough question, Michael. Interestingly, I hate to say this to the public, but I will. Interestingly, if you feed that cat, you are likely making the cat healthier. That makes sense, right? Healthier cats have more kittens. So if you are not taking the next step to actually see if the cat is fixed and then take care of the spay-neuter, if not, it's possible you could consider that you're making the problem worse. I hate to say that because it is a kindness to feed cats, but let's just know in the public that if we are feeding cats, just taking that next step of making a phone call and doing a spay-neuter, the cat will be fine. It's a healthy thing for the cat. It's widely accepted, widely known that this is a healthy surgery for the cat.
Deborah, thank you. We do have to run, unfortunately. Deborah Cribbs from the 10 Movement. Thank you. Thane Maynard from the zoo, who you will call if you see a cheetah running around the town. We've got details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Thanks, y'all. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.